Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betzer with Antonia Colabasciano of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's an analyst. I recommend the site and Antonia's reporting. We move from the Danube and the front lines with the Russian attack on Ukraine to the question of the Middle East war now underway, the possibility of escalation. Moscow has talked about escalation. There are headlines in the United States suggesting Iran and Hezbollah, that's Lebanon, are involved in at some point in the war, and then Hamas, in the sneak attack on Israel, has brought in the United States in support with naval elements into the Mediterranean and elsewhere. So the observation from the front line of the European war and its neighborhood to the war in the Middle East, there is momentary pause about the draining of all of the arsenals that have been going into Ukraine. Now we have reason to expect that there will be need for reinforcement in the Middle Eastern war. Let's start with Romania. What are the opinions in Romania about the war in the Middle East?
Well, the main question here is right now about the reaction of the U.S. and its allies on a new front. So what the media here is seeing is an opening of a new front after two other fronts, or flanks, as we call them, have been opened in Europe, in the South Caucasus, Nagorno-Karabakh, the very short conflict that we had a few weeks ago, then the potential flank that we have in the Western Balkans, and now the Middle East, which is appearing as a long-term war at the moment. So the main question is, how will the U.S. react to this? And would this train Western military and political resources to the limit or not? So that is the very immediate question that you can see. I would also say that indirectly, that is also tied to a larger problem that Europe in particular has with regards to energy prices, oil and gas prices. So we are in October, right? So the winter is very close for Europe. And obviously, Europe has decoupled from Russia when it comes to energy. And right now, if there will be a wider Arab-Israeli confrontation, then the question is how that will influence the price of oil and gas, and how will we deal with inflation, which is already high, and you know how higher can it get for politics to be, you know, negatively influenced, considering that we are looking at a 2024 that is very busy on campaigning, both in the U.S. and Europe proper. We have like 17 elections coming up in Europe next year. So imagine if we have a very cold winter with high prices of energy, then what will happen during the next election season? That's the main question. And how Russia will exploit all this. It is unclear if Russia had a hand in the conflict, but that doesn't matter. The repercussions of a larger conflict in the Middle East is pointing to instability throughout the West. And it just, you know, we don't know yet how the winter will look like and how next year will look like if the Middle East will go into the flames.
You mentioned energy. That is already a major story in Germany, because the need for energy and their manufacturing hub. You and Romania enjoy oil fields. So there's a two-sided coin here. Are you seeing increased revenue because of the price of oil?
Well, we are seeing that, but considering that we are not going to export any much more than we already do, just because there aren't projects that will come online next year. So what we have is current production, and we cannot increase current production to much higher. We are not necessarily seeing a very big increase. Also considering that we are also importing some of our energy needs. So we are not covering everything from what we are producing. We don't have a surplus. Therefore, we are looking at the question of, okay, what do we do? Should we not export anything and keep everything in-house? How will that be dependent? How will that make us dependent on the Europeans? How will that affect the balance of power? How will that affect our ability to actually invest in the new projects in the Black Sea proper? Because that is the main new project that we are talking about when we are talking energy in the region.
Antonia Colabasciano, Geopolitical Futures in Bucharest. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept? And every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.